2015 was indeed a difficult year for Afghanistan, according to Nicholas Haysom, the head of the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan.
The international civilian and military withdrawal at the end of 2014 coincided with a political transition and confronted Afghanistan with a triple set of challenges: economic, security, and political. The National Unity Government, itself a product of political crisis, inherited a weakening economy, an empty treasury, and a war that it needed to fight with decreasing levels of international military assistance.
On the economic front, poverty was as prevalent as ever, and high rates of unemployment were fueling frustration, particularly among Afghan youths. Meanwhile, the unity government had seen its public support diminish markedly, and the opposition had become increasingly vocal, said Mr. Haysom.
Beyond the immediate suffering being inflicted upon the Afghan people, the war is impeding efforts to bring political and economic progress that will ultimately ensure stability. Substantial human and material resources are being blocked or diverted on account of the insecurity. The situation cannot continue indefinitely.
All these circumstances spelled disaster for many ordinary Afghans already reeling from decades of war.
Civilians, as ever, continue to bear the brunt of the conflict as casualties rise at an ever-increasing rate and more people have been displaced from their homes by the conflict.
Mahmoud Sekal, Afghanistan's ambassador to the UN, told the Security Council that his government remained committed to uniting the country and protecting its people.
Despite some skepticism fueled by extensive terrorist attacks this year and our high casualty rates, Afghanistan remains united with its national resolve against terrorism and violent extremism stronger than ever before.
Mr. Sekal went on to say that Afghanistan would continue to improve its security environment by pursuing the peace process through regional and international efforts and also increasing its defensive capacity. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.